Among more serious students of the Bible, certain kind of terms become, I'm going to call them buzzwords. We come to listen for certain terms to be spoken and to be said in church services or in sermons or in conversation that has to do with the Bible. We listen to people speak about things of the Word of God, and when we hear these terms, they cause our attention to perk up. Two of those words that are buzzwords that kind of do that to a Bible student are the words conditional and unconditional. Those kind of words are the kind that we really want to listen to. And the reason for that is because we associate those two words, conditional and unconditional, with opposing views of what salvation is or how a person gets saved. The Calvinist view and the Arminian view. And between the Calvinist and Arminian, they have different ideas about how a person is saved and what is the motivating factor and what is it that moves a person to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. I would contend that if your motive for coming to Christ is in error, then your salvation is questionable. So I think there's a little bit of an issue there. And so for instance, the Calvinist would preach, Calvinists preach a doctrine they call unconditional election. And the idea in unconditional election is like this, that if you are elected by God, if God has chosen you, specially chosen you to be saved, then you'll go to heaven no matter what. I mean, you don't have to go to church. You don't have to pray a prayer. You don't have to, read the Bible. You don't have to live like a Christian. It doesn't matter. If God has elected you to be saved, you're saved. Years, I mean, 200 years ago, somewhere close to 200 years ago, there was an English layman by the name of William Carey. He was a shoemaker, a cobbler, a shoemaker, but he was a believer. He was a Christian, and he was concerned about souls. And William Carey became interested in trying to reach people in other lands, people who didn't hear the word of God. He attended a Baptist church, and so through the course of time, he became a lay preacher, a lay pastor, and then became interested in winning souls in foreign lands. And so he was at a preacher's meeting one time, and he's talking about the burden for souls to be saved in foreign lands. He wants to go to another country and preach the gospel to people who didn't hear about Jesus otherwise. And he's talking about his burden. He's telling these preachers, about how he wants to go. And this preacher, a guy by the name of I think it was John Ryland, who incidentally pastored the same church that Charles Spurgeon did only a few preachers before. John Ryland stood up and said, "Young man, sit down. If God wants to save the heathen in Africa, he can do it without your help or mine." And it's a Calvinistic view. The people that are saved, that God has chosen to get saved, are going to be saved regardless. It's unconditional. It doesn't have to get. You don't have to call on the Lord. You don't have to turn to Him. You don't have to repent of sin or anything like that. If God wants you saved, you're saved. Now, conversely, if God doesn't want you saved, you can't get saved. It's the other side of unconditional election. The Arminians, they preach a doctrine that's about the opposite of that. They preach what they call conditional salvation, and they claim that salvation is completely based, entirely based upon what we as human beings choose for ourselves. And so we choose to be saved of our own free will, and if we want to get saved, it is completely up to us. We hear the word of God, we trust the Lord Jesus Christ that are saved, we call upon Him, and we do it. I mean, it's reflected in songs that we even sing here. I have decided to follow Jesus. That's conditional election. I'm going to go to heaven because I want to go to heaven. That's what that song is teaching. And by the way, an awful lot of stuff that is done in independent Baptist churches today is Arminian, not Calvinist. And a lot of people, most of the people out there in the world would think Baptists, or they accuse Baptists of being Calvinists. And whereas in our churches, a lot of times it sounds like we're Arminians, and the reason for Arminianists, and the reason for that is because we're neither Calvinists nor Arminians. We believe the Bible. We just believe the Bible, what the Bible says, and just like a lot of things, the truth isn't found in this extreme or this extreme. It's found in the middle. And the truth of the matter is, anyone can be saved if they call on the name of the Lord and ask Him to save. But no one calls on Him unless God's opened your heart and drawn you to Him. That's what the Word of God says. And so it's kind of this little, kind of goes in the middle like that. By the way, so you might be wondering, well, why does that matter to me? Conditional election, unconditional election. Why does that matter to me? I'm saved, going to go to heaven, and I don't care what anyone else thinks. I don't care about these theological positions and these doctrines and you people who like to discuss things like that. I don't care about any of that. And I want to see if I can answer the attempt to answer the question, why does it matter? Things like conditional salvation, election, unconditional election. And here's the reason it matters. Contemplating issues like that, issues concerning your salvation, is what gives you confidence in your salvation. And there, now, there's a difference between being confident that you're saved and being glibly ignorant and just thinking, well, I'm saved, la, 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 and walk around, you know, and I'm saved. And there's a difference between being confident that you're saved and just, you know, kind of dancing around happy and I must be saved because I'm, you know, and all that kind of stuff. There's a difference. Someone who has studied and considered and the issues of salvation and is sure their salvation is much more likely to endure difficulties than someone who just runs around saying, I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm saved. And don't tell me anything else. Don't give me, I don't want to learn anything. I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to have any problems. Don't tell me anything I have to think about. I just want to be happy about it. And that kind of a person, when problems happen, since their only thing about salvation matters to them is whether they're happy or not, when they're not happy, they're going to say, oh, well, this didn't work for me, and they're going to run off into the world. If you are confident in your salvation, you'll be able to endure difficulty, and you gain confidence in your salvation by learning, by discussing, by considering. The Bible tells us this in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 5, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith, prove your own selves, know you not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates. Well, why in the world do I need to examine myself? I know that I'm saved. Why should I examine it over and over and over? Why should I prove that I'm saved? Why would I want to do that? I'm telling you why you want to prove that you're saved. It's because when problems happen and things happen that can cause you to question your salvation, that's when, you know, you might fall away. If you have studied and you've considered and you've debated the difficult issues and you've come to a confident position, well, you'll be able to deal with things and stand and get through the troubles and so forth. Back, it's only been I know this sounds like a long time ago, but it really isn't in the nature of history. But it was just 200 years ago that Baptists here in the United States of America suffered persecution and even sometimes death for the things that they believed. And do you think they could have endured the persecution that they endured if they just kind of danced around happy about being saved all the time? They needed something to stand on, something to be assured of, something that would give them the rock solid confidence to endure difficulties and debates and discussions and differences of opinion concerning spiritual things. That's crucial to gaining confidence in your life, and it's how you gain the confidence to believe that what you believe is worth dying for. And if you believe that something's worth dying for, you are more likely to live for it as well.